Hello, welcome to episode 5 of the Cheap Shot Wrestling Podcast. I'm Matt Bass, here with Ben Bowles.
Yeah, I said last week we've made it. Now we've made it. Episode 5.
Now episode 5. Number 5.
Now we've made
Seems more rounded as a number, isn't it? 5.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting there.
It's a first milestone. 5th.
I like it.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter at CSWPod. We're on YouTube. Go to CSWrestlingPodcast.com and I'll take you to the YouTube. Subscribe to us there. And we're on iTunes as well.
Yep.
Just search Cheap Shot Wrestling Podcast, or I think if you search Ben Bowles and Matthew Bass, it comes up with us as well.
It does. You know, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
So either way, one of those options, we're on iTunes as well.
Aren't we famous?
Aren't we just ruddy famous? So today we're going to be talking about NXT, and we're going to talk about NXT call-ups. Now, the reason I came up with this idea for a topic for us to talk about,
producer
is,
Matt Bass here,
is, okay, so if you're listening to this, you probably don't realise, and I wouldn't expect anyone to know about this, is that I think it was 2.5 years ago, me and Ben finished our university degree.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working on a radio station.
Yeah.
And we were talking about wrestling. We thought, let's do our own wrestling podcast. Two and a half years ago, we said, let's do a wrestling podcast right at the end of our third year.
Yeah, we had an entire year of university with access to a full studio.
A radio station studio.
All these lovely mics. We decided in the last like few weeks of our university career.
I think it was June. Yeah. I think we decided we would do a wrestling podcast.
And we did it.
And we did we did 3 episodes, but we only put 2 out. But one of them was about NXT. And it was talking about NXT back in 2014. We were talking about NXT and some of the people we thought were like bright stars in NXT who could go on. Names in that included The Ascension. They're still around.
Tyler Breeze.
They haven't done as well as I expected them to do, still around. Tyler Breeze was also one of the people, again, we thought he would do well, but he needs a character change.
Yep.
And he hasn't. Well, sort of, he has. Fashion Police, maybe, but I don't know. It's still not really working.
Well, he's in a tag team that's kind of boosting him a little bit. It's giving him a bit of a reason to be that.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's fine.
But he hasn't really got there.
Yeah.
I just thought it was an interesting thing to go back to think. Like, I listened to that and thought, oh, okay, that was some of our ideas, people we thought would do well. But this is like pre-Finn Balor and people like that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a bit of a strange period. So now, where we are now in 2017, who do we think in 2017 is going to be the next big star, or at least go up into the main roster in 2017?
To at least just add to a title or add to just a show in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So your choice is first. We're going to get two choices each.
I'm always first. I'm always hesitant about my choices.
Yeah, well, I introduce the stuff. I let you start with your first choice.
It's only fair. Okay, so my first choice is, it's not even that controversial, to be honest.
No.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
And I absolutely agree with
Bobby
that.
Bobby Roode is one of my people to go up.
He
I don't
glorious.
Care. He's so glorious.
Would you say Raw or SmackDown, though?
Well, that's the thing. I never really had a preference on show, but I'd probably put him on Raw.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. He seems like a Triple H guy.
Big time.
I think it'd be great to see him and Samoa Joe working for Triple H and the Authority and stuff.
Basically, that's Triple H running TNA guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. But he's not a... I mean, he's a great wrestler. He's not a technical wrestler. He's not known for his like flips and his jumping ability or anything like that. So for me, he's not a SmackDown guy in that
he's
regard.
He's known for his grand style.
He's glorious.
Yes.
And he should be on the glorious show that is Raw.
Yeah, the 3-hour spectacular. Yeah.
Yeah, he could be having great matches with Jericho, with Kevin Owens, with a bunch of people.
Oh, absolutely. I think he can have a great match with anyone.
He'd fit right in. Apart from Ellsworth. We'll get to that. But no, he'd be like, he could have some great matches with people that were already there. He'd fit in really well. There'd be no sort of like, oh, he's that NXT guy. It's like, no, it's Bobby Roode. It's Bobby Roode.
I mean, just talking about Ellsworth, is there a possibility for NXT cool downs?
Ooh.
Like, can he go to NXT and just stay there?
Or is there any chance of just, you know, firing him and getting rid of it? Because, look,
Carmella can go back down to NXT where they belong.
Big Cass actually.
You know, Joyce, the thing, I like Carmella. I'm not going to talk about that. I like Carmella. I just think she's being misused.
There was a really funny thing.
And she needs a new gimmick.
She does need a new gimmick.
I do like her, and I mean, I like her finishing move. Great. Anyway, we're going off topic.
She's clearly ripping off Liv Morgan as well.
Obviously.
Yeah, come on.
Liv Morgan, also known as Alexa Carmella.
Alexa Mella. But no, there was a
Carmella
thing.
Bliss. There we go. Done it. Anyway, yeah, sorry, back to NXT called up. Bobby Roode, great choice.
Solid,
glorious,
right?
Wrestler.
Yeah.
Glorious, right. Superstar. I completely agree with that
so,
one.
So yeah, I'm pretty happy with that choice. So.
And I think he will come up this year.
Yeah, I think this year makes it. Obviously, he's not young. I'm not saying he's old. He's just not young.
Yeah, he's not hanging around though.
He's not hanging around NXT for too many years.
He could do one big, one big feud he can have for the next couple of months or so, and then after WrestleMania, yeah, he could come up.
Yeah, he could easily just fit straight in.
Exactly.
So that's my choice. I've started strong.
You've started strong.
You've got to follow this up. Who's your first choice?
My first choice is Ty Dillinger.
No, obviously.
Now, I don't know whether Ty Dillinger counts because I put this down and I thought, well, absolutely, he can go up.
Yeah.
It would seem from having watched NXT since Royal Rumble that it appears that he isn't actually on the main roster. He is still an NXT guy and he's still on NXT.
Yeah,
he hasn't been on the main roster since Royal Rumble. So it seems as though he was just a bit of an NXT surprise guy from NXT wrestling.
Bit of a cameo.
But I still think Ty Dillinger should go up to the main roster this year.
I think, do you know what it was? It probably was with the Royal Rumble just to see how he would... react.
Yeah, it was a kind of test of his reaction.
They still see NXT crowds and WWE crowds as two separate entities when really they are the same fan in some regard. Like, a lot of them are still the same.
I think in a lot of regards they are the same. And I think there's a kind of an assumption that WWE fans as such don't watch NXT.
No, they watch Raw and SmackDown.
But NXT fans watch WWE, obviously. But I don't think they think it goes the other way. And obviously it does. People got the network. They're going to watch all the content. And they're hearing all this great stuff at NXT. They're going to watch NXT.
Yeah.
You're going to get the little kids who want to see Bayley as, little Izzy. She loves Bayley.
She's still there.
And she's still there. But, they love the characters on NXT. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who watch NXT who watch both. And it's not this stereotypical kind of image. And I think the reaction he got at Royal Rumble shows that he is bridging that gap. There are some people who have come up from NXT to the main roster and haven't worked. They've worked in NXT, but they haven't in the main roster.
Or they've really struggled, slow.
People like Tyler Breeze struggled. Bo Dallas struggled. The Ascension really struggled.
I mean, am I right in thinking that Bo Dallas has only recently resurfaced on TV?
He resurfaced on TV. He was on Raw this week.
Was it last week?
No, it was last week. Sorry, he was on last week.
Yeah.
He was on last week and he was talking, he was in the ring and then he had a match against the New Day and they just tore him a new one. They said, they came down to the ring and Kofi looked at him and went, oh, look at him in the ring all by himself. You could say he's a social outcast. Like burying not only him, but burying the entire social outcast gimmick.
Yeah.
But I think it was great. But the thing is that Bo Dallas has really struggled. There have been people who've struggled, but I don't think Ty Dillinger is in that position. As long as he went to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And he was, sort of under the mentorship, in a way, of Daniel Bryan. In that sort of system, I think he'd work really well.
Well, look, there are some huge successes from NXT. Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn's still a huge success. He may not be at the same pinnacle as Seth and Finn, but he's still a big part of Raw.
Yeah.
So, he could definitely work as a call-up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to see Ty Dillinger. Like, Ty Dillinger's already proven that he will get a big reaction from those fans. Yeah. Him being number 10 in the Rumble was just...
It was perfect. It was like they didn't listen to us very much.
No.
But they did listen to the number 10 thing.
That was
brilliant. That was nice. Oh. I think that's the first time we see him this year. But I don't think it's the last time we see him this year on the main roster.
No,
that's my choice for him.
No, I like that. He'll pop up again somewhere.
Yeah.
And he'll just be on either... I mean, Raw or SmackDown. He's got no...
Mm-hmm.
He's got no real, sort of... defining path to which way he's going to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could, to be fair, I'd take him on any show. I'd have him on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
Would you?
I would have him on either, but I think he'd work better on SmackDown.
Yeah. I mean, we both have a bias for SmackDown.
We do, but we love it. It's amazing to think that I can say, oh, I love SmackDown. A year ago, I definitely wouldn't have said that.
I didn't watch it a year ago.
You didn't watch SmackDown at all. I remember speaking to you about, did you watch SmackDown this week?
No.
And you'd be like, no, I never watch it.
I'd watch
a highlight show of Raw. That's all it is.
It's all it was. I just watched the catch-ups. If there was anything big that happened on SmackDown, I'd just watch it on their YouTube channel. They'd upload the moments.
Whereas these days, I would much rather just only watch SmackDown.
I will sit through a two-hour episode of SmackDown anytime.
Oh, Raw just drag sometimes, really does. Anyway, so what's your next choice?
My second choice, NXT call-up, It's, do you know what? This is a bit of a weird one, actually, because of what he's been doing recently. Yeah. Austin Aries. He's in like a broadcast position now.
He is. Is he injured?
I don't know. Do you know what? I'm not actually that sure.
I think he might be injured.
And they just put him somewhere.
Either he's got some lingering long injury that he's not going to be well from for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, we really like him and he's a great personality, so we'll put him on commentary. And he's been fantastic at commentary.
He's part of the best commentary team on television for WWE.
It's like every time they do the Cruiserweight stuff, even though I dislike the purple and I dislike the purple ropes and the purple graphics and the change in scenery and all the rest of it.
All
overdone,
yeah.
On principle, I hate the fact that Austin Aries goes on commentary and Byron leaves, because it feeds into that same idea that the Cruiserweights are something different and they need their own things and they're this other thing. So I don't like that. But honestly, I'd rather them get rid of Byron Saxton and just make Austin Aries on Raw a commentator.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. Can you imagine that? Michael Cole with Corey Graves and Austin Aries. It'd be great. Oh. The only problem is that Austin Aries and Corey Graves are like pally, which doesn't make sense because you need a good guy and a bad guy.
Yeah,
and
they need...
Byron is a dweeb.
They need conflict also. The thing is, Corey Graves keeps Byron Saxton relevant and vice versa, to be honest.
Yeah.
It gives Corey Graves someone to attack, basically, which sounds vicious, but it works.
No, exactly.
And Austin Aries is...
It's the same with Otunga and JBL. JBL needs someone to just pitch slap all the time. So.
To just badger all the time. It works. Like, that dynamic works on commentary. I'm still not a huge fan of SmackDown. Is it still four people on SmackDown?
Unfortunately,
it is. That is that's something that I'm hoping they're eventually pushing away.
Yeah.
And it is just a lead up to just them sort of, you know, getting rid of Otunga.
If Michael Cole is going to leave.
Yeah.
And then Mauro goes up to Raw.
Mm.
That would be a fantastic Raw commentary team with Mauro and Corey and maybe not Byron.
Maybe not Byron. But, I mean, just those three alone would be fine.
But it's like, Byron serves a purpose.
Yeah.
That's the point. I think Byron serves a purpose. And more than just, you know, superficial.
Yeah. Superficial wearing a onesie for Halloween.
Yes, to be a prop. He does actually serve a purpose as a kind of good guy commentator.
He's not, like you said, he's not terrible.
No.
He's just, you know, he could be improved. There's a lot of people that are doing it that could be better.
Yeah, and I think Austin Aries is great doing the commentary on 205 Live.
Yeah.
And I think he's great when he's on Raw. I'd love to see him just on Raw.
Yeah.
But I think Corey sort of caters to that kind of section of what is needed from commentary and does it very well.
He's the young, very recent wrestler.
Yeah, and he's the sort of younger, slightly heel leaning commentator who's a bit kind of weird and out there,
and he's
a bit alternative.
It's going to sound quite old. He's got a very modern look.
Yeah.
Corey Graves is very modern for the sort of broadcast team. Yeah. He's got covered in tattoos. He's got an interesting haircut.
And so I think with Austin Aries, it would be great to see him doing more commentary because he is very good.
But I mean, I'm
however,
missing, yeah.
Being a call up to the main roster on wrestling.
As a wrestler.
But then that's the thing, though. I don't know whether he's actually been on NXT for ages.
He's wrestled a few matches.
No, he did wrestle some matches.
Yeah.
But he hasn't wrestled since being doing all this commentary stuff.
You're making me think he may be injured.
I think he might just... I think he has subtly already gone to the main roster and you haven't noticed.
He's just somehow done it without realizing.
It wasn't like this big grand thing of Austin Aries is now on the main roster. He just sort of slowly wormed his way in there and you've gone, oh, he's still here. He's here.
There he is.
Oh my God, he's on the main roster now. Just him now.
But I think, okay, if he's on broadcast, fine.
This is 2 weeks in a row now.
this is
you coming out with a bad option.
Me coming with the option and then realising, maybe not. Yeah. No, but Austin Aries as a wrestler, I can justify it that way.
Yeah.
Because he's not been on TV. I mean, granted, if he is actually injured, I'm not actually that sure. I might have to look into that. But yeah, him as a wrestler on the main roster, I'd be very happy with. I was a fan of his when he was in TNA back in the days when they weren't Impact Wrestling and rubbish.
Yeah.
And they were kind of okay. He was there when they were sort of, they had Samoa Joe and Christopher Daniels and all these amazing wrestlers. AJ was still there.
Yeah.
So he was really good then. He's really good now. It's a shame that they shouldn't waste him as a wrestler, I feel.
I feel like they shouldn't waste him as a wrestler, but I think if you're looking for the market of big name who was big in TNA, Bobby Roode's pretty much got that one covered.
Samoa Joe was a bigger and player
Samoa,
in TNA.
And Samoa yeah. Joe and AJ Styles. Yeah. Literally, those three have got it covered, I think.
And that's why Impact, to be fair, that's why Impact Wrestling's in the state it is now.
Yeah.
Because they lost all of their big stars. Why they couldn't afford to keep
them. Yet?
Why
it's
isn't
like
it dead?
That scene from The Simpsons where like Krusty and Homer again end up fighting this little kid just going, stop, it's already dead. That's how I feel about TNA. Yeah. It's like, please just stop, he's already dead.
I can't even count the amount of times they've been on the brink. They've been on the brink of collapse, I think maybe three times in recent memory.
There's some sort of idiom or you know, parable or sort of proverb or something that's associated with something like that, you know.
But is that they had periods where it was like they were running out of their warehouse?
The news of my demise has been greatly exaggerated or whatever. Like, there's that kind of thing which comes to TNA. Like, I feel like they just sort of plod along, they keep on going. But, you know, their best stars have gone to WWE. And Austin Aries has been great.
Yep.
Bobby Roode's been great. Samoa Joe and AJ Styles have been great. And I just think, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if someone like Christopher Daniels ends up coming along, honesty.
But he's doing some great work in Ring of Honor at the moment. But
to bring it back to NXT,
yes,
I've got my next choice.
Yeah, who's your
last
choice?
I think we pretty much covered that one and said Austin Aries is wrong. my next choice is hashtag DIY.
Oh, you're doing as a team?
Yes, I'm doing as a team because I don't think those two would come up individually.
We set rules for ourselves, but we always break them, and I can let that slip.
I think they could go up individually, but I just don't think there's needed to. I'm not sure what their position would be individually, but as a tag team, the main roster is in need of some decent tag teams.
The team's been great. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the team of DIY is fantastic.
And they need some variety in there. I mean, there are some great tag teams on the main roster.
On
SmackDown,
right,
you've basically got American Alpha, The Usos, and...
The Usos aren't even really there yet. They're getting better.
The Usos have been
de facto
top tag team for years, but
when
I say de facto, I mean because the quality of tag teams hasn't been the best as it could be.
No.
But then on Raw, you've got Gallows and Anderson, The New Day, and you could argue Sheamus and Cesaro, but whether they stay together is another thing. But I just think there needs to be like a really good, like, I was going to say springy, but like fast, jumpy kind of technical tag team like Gargano and Ciampa. I think they'd be great.
Yeah, I think I'm guessing you're leaning towards putting these guys on SmackDown, right?
Well, I would do, but then American Alpha are doing very well over there.
Yeah.
And actually, they could go on either. But I think Raw actually probably needs them more.
Yeah, maybe.
If I'm honest, they probably need it more. And imagine like Gallows and Anderson, two big, relatively, in the sort of scale of this.
Yeah.
They are the big guys compared to DIY being smaller guys. And I think that would be a great kind of standard, you know, the standard David and Goliath thing. And I think it'd be great to see. And also, I think, you know, with Stephanie McMahon at the helm on Raw, it might make it for a sort of situation where it's like she torments them a bit for being these kind of two smaller indie guys kind of thing.
The little guys that she thinks won't make it. Yeah, okay.
The only other way I could see them going to the main roster is if they are on their own, but being put into the Cruiserweight division.
Oh, so 205 Live.
They could go on 205 Live and then be on Raw by default in that way.
They both competed in the Cruiserweight Classic, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against each other.
Against each other. It's a great match.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening. Obviously, I guess 205 Live does count as the main roster. Yeah. I never really think of that as the main roster.
I don't really know whether they need any more people being added to it. I think Neville's been very good.
Yeah.
His kind of contribution to the Cruiserweight division has been very good.
I
honestly think they're more catered. There's more of a need for Gargano and Ciampa to be as a tag team in a tag team division that needs more kind of, you know, needs more action, needs more fresh talent in there. Cruiserweight division doesn't need new fresh talent. It's got great new fresh talent already.
It's also they've just sort of rejuvenated the belts. They've got obviously the Raw ones are the tag titles just with a new look.
Yeah,
but the SmackDown ones are brand new.
Yeah.
I think. Is that right? Yeah, the SmackDown ones are brand new, aren't they? And the Raw ones are the former bronze
ones.
Yes,
they are, because they were the bronze ones.
Upgraded to silver. Eventually they'll be gold.
Then hopefully not look the way they do and be gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like, I think maybe you're right. I think maybe they just need a team that's going to give a bit more competitiveness to the tag team division on either show, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see them on SmackDown like against American Alpha.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I'd love to see American Alpha and DIY. They're just two very sort of equal looking tag teams. I think they'd be great. But yeah, that's why I think that the DIY should go up. They're just a solid tag team. They've got a really good following. This is a Johnny Ray. Individually, they're very popular.
Yeah.
And together, they're very popular. So I don't see why not. So I think we're going to end it there. We've gone through all of our choices. Some really good choices there.
I think confident choices, although I've already backed down on Austin Aries.
But yeah, but you do that every week.
I do it every week.
Well, I think mine were better than yours because you just can't choose right people for any of these kind of things.
Austin Aries is already there.
It's already there. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at CSWpod and go to cswrestlingpodcast.com to go to our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. From Matt and Ben, this has been episode 5 of the Cheap Shot Wrestling Podcast.
It's been good.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.